Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Check out the new KISW face mask design. You can get it at KISW.com. It's a new camo design. Goes really well if you have the skull design already. Wait, you don't have either one? What? You got to stop the COVID and help out the Washington State Nurses Association because a portion of the proceeds do that. Come on, man. Get KISW on your face. Go to KISW.com to buy one.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Wednesday, so maybe we could whack him instead?
Whack it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Whack it.
Why not?
Yeah. Let me see everybody do their Mr. Wacky then.
All right.
Whack it.
And Steve, you've been doing really good lately.
Thank you.
So we decided to bring in a ringer. We
is got it Ben?
Ben and Shoreline.
Oh, it's Ben, my rival.
Yeah.
Let's do it, Steve. Hey, well, you have almost an insurmountable lead in 2021 of 1-0.
That's so right. Good luck catching that.
You're on pace for a pretty epic year.
Take the baseball player that has a home run in his first game. He's like, well, I'm on pace for 160-something home runs this season.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, get out of here. For those playing at home, Ben will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Ben, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. You ready?
Yes.
What drink created in 1886 was first advertised as delicious and refreshing?
Coca-Cola.
Yes. What did the 13th Constitutional Amendment ban?
Alcohol?
No.
Slavery.
Yes. What kind of mythical creature is Edward Cullen?
Pass.
Who was the first Boy Scout to be elected President of the United States?
Reagan?
No.
Carter?
No.
Well,
JFK.
Yes. In Citizen Kane, who or what was Rosebud?
Sled?
Yes. Who has Goldie Hawn been in a long-term relationship with, though never married?
Kurt Russell.
Yes. In what country was Heath Ledger born?
Hello?
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
You can't hear us, Ben?
Ben!
Hello?
Ben, are you there?
Yes.
In what country was Heath Ledger born?
Australia.
Yes. Brent Spiner played which android on Star Trek The Next... Yes. If a dog is a canine, what farm animal is an ovine?
Cow.
No.
Pig.
No.
Horse.
No. 1, 2, 3, ooh, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct. Had some difficulties in the middle there. Maybe that could have... maybe it cost you a couple answers there.
Oh, yeah, see, maybe. Steve needs to cheat to win. He cut that phone line.
Oh, you think Steve did?
I think he did.
While sitting in my booth there with no connection. Well, actually, my phones are in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
It was rigged.
Yeah.
Steve. Scandalous, Steve.
Yeah. We're pretty sure you may have done something to Ben while you were in my room.
What did I do?
Well, you maybe cut the phone line a little bit there.
Yeah. Mr. Anderson.
Did he get cut out?
There's a little bit in the middle there.
Am I like the gluey guy and I'm making out his knee?
Yeah, maybe. If you win on this one, you want to preserve that perfect record?
Gluey.
Wow.
Well, I don't like losing.
I can tell.
I'm very Eddie Guerrero. I don't care how I lose.
Cheat to win.
That's right. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What drink created in 1886 was first advertised as delicious and refreshing?
Coke.
Yes.
Yes.
What did the 13th Constitutional Amendment ban?
Alcohol.
No.
Slavery.
Yes. What kind of mythical creature is Edward Cullen?
He's a liger.
No.
A centaur.
No.
No.
A hobbit.
No.
No.
Who was the first Boy Scout to be elected president of the U.S.?
Nixon.
No.
Hi, I'm not a drunk.
Yeah, Roosevelt.
No.
I don't know.
Jimmy Carter.
No.
Well, thank you.
In Citizen Kane, who or what was Rosebud?
A wagon.
No.
Sled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who has Goldie Hawn been in a long-term relationship?
Kurt Russell.
Yes. In what country was Heath Ledger born?
Australia.
Yes. Brent Spiner played which android on Star Trek The Next Generation?
Thank you, BJ.
Data.
Data.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry. If a sheep is a canine, what farm animal is an ovine?
A rooster?
No.
Ostrich?
No.
Chicken.
Yeah. No. Who played TV?
Cow?
No.
Who played TV what?
Who played TV's Jim Rockford on the original Rockford Files?
Andy Griffin.
No.
What?
Andy Griffin? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You lose! 7-6!
Yes. Oh, damn it. I thought I had this lead forever.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Rev, did you say if a sheep is a canine?
Did I say that?
I thought you said a dog.
Was the answer sheep?
Yeah, the answer was sheep.
Wait, did you say the answer in the question?
Oh, you did. Sheep, oh. Actually, and he still got it wrong?
Yeah.
He still got it wrong.
I heard canine. I just thought dog.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
I didn't even hear that.
Let's go and shout on that one.
I need to listen better.
Yeah.
That's what my wife says sometimes.
That would have been cheating anyway because he didn't do that for Ben.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
It's just how the game happens. I mean, that's just... My loss, what does it matter? Yeah.
And, what are you gonna do?
Good job, Ben. Nice work, one Ben. 1-1, and we get
play
this.
That song, Beach.
Wow.
Yeah, good job, Ben.
Oh, Stevie.
I'm a loser.
The sheepy got you.
Yep.
The sheepy.
Someone said you did ask if a sheep is
an ovine.
Man.
Well, like, now you know the answer.
And a cow is a bovine.
Yeah,
so it's interesting. I wonder what the ovine and like how, why
you
they
think
decided.
They'd be a move.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure it's all from Latin, and they would think of that. So apparently, Steve, you're not Team Edward. Edward Cullen is a mythical creature that is...
A vampire.
There you go.
There you go.
His favorite movie, Twilight.
Yep.
No idea who Edward Cullen was, clearly.
Ben did get the Boy Scout who was the first president, or the first Boy Scout that was elected president.
Washington?
John F. Kennedy.
Oh.
Yeah. They didn't have the Boy Scouts back with
I don't know when Washington. They had the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
When they have questions about me. And Team Edward, by the way, is your Batman. That's the dude that's playing Batman.
Yeah. No, I know who he is. Yeah. I didn't know... If you just would have said probably Edward, I might have thought more of that. But when you threw in the last name, I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Wow, how can you not know Edward Cullen? He's so dreamy.
Oh, sure. And BJ, maybe only you and I would know who was Jim Rockford on the Rockford Files.
James Garner. I'm surprised. But, you know, you and Steve are close to the same age, so I'm surprised he doesn't know Jim Rockford.
Well,
that show sounded like it was a bore fest.
It was. My stepdad watched it a lot. Like the only thing I liked was the intro with the car peeling out.
But Jim Rockford was the man. He
lived in a trailer.
That's what I mean. He was like this down and out idiot that was somehow solving crimes.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great show.
It was
show.
A typical, I mean, it was a great show for the time.
Yeah, and I did love the intro. That was about all I loved.
But you're right. It probably stands, I mean, I watch it just as a history lesson to see, but it probably doesn't hold up at all.
Well, sorry, Steve, you lost.
Sorry, buddy.
Damn it.
Yeah, Steve, I'm sorry. Hey, this Super Bowl, look, COVID style, a lot of things are, not happening. A lot of companies have decided it's not a good look to spend skillions of dollars on Super Bowl commercials, so they're not doing it, rather than taking that money and maybe helping different organizations.
Interesting. Okay.
So Budweiser is one of them. They will not, for the first time in 37 years, Bud will not have a Super Bowl commercial. But here's the thing. If you're in New York and Boston, you might see something that looks like a Super Bowl commercial because Sam Adams, the beer, has decided to sort of like hijack the Clydesdales, which is the Budweiser thing that you see every Super Bowl.
That's so. Are they just doing it like the troll Budweiser?
It's a really good question.
It's pretty funny if they are.
The commercial says someone is going to unhitch the Clydesdales from their wagon, and they commence to wreak havoc on the streets. And the culprit turns out to be Sam Adams' new pitchman, your cousin from Boston.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think I've seen this dude already in some of the commercials. Your cousin from Boston, I think.
Do you even care? I mean, I'm not saying about them doing cool stuff for helping out people with COVID and things along those lines. But Super Bowl commercials, I don't know. Ever since the dawn of them putting them on YouTube and releasing them ahead of time, I've never gotten excited about Super Bowl commercials again.
That's a good question. It's been a while since I've been to a party, but I remember last time I was at a Super Bowl party, there were people there that cared more about the commercials than the games, but I don't know if that's changed since they're now on YouTube. That's a good question.
They're honestly just kind of lackluster.
They are.
I mean, even if you don't see them, because I don't ever watch them on YouTube. I'm just not the guy. So I'll wait for and I feel like back, like even 10 years ago, it was like, man, I'm so excited for the Super Bowl commercials, and now it's like you watch them and it's like, that was it?
It's not as epic as it used to be.
Yeah, they used to be like movie trailers almost, and now it's like, eh.
But here's the other thing, too. I just read this. It's only for Budweiser. So basically, Bud Light and Michelob Ultra are still going to have commercials. So I guess regular Budweiser beer won't have a commercial.
What do they call it? Bud Heavy in Canada.
Yeah, Bud Heavy. And that's a question I would say. Does anybody drink Bud Heavy anymore?
I haven't had a Bud Heavy since last time I was in Canada.
I'll probably go with a light beer of anything. You got Coors Light, you got Bud Light. That's kind of, if I'm going to have a beer that's like one of the regular, one of the brands, it's not like an IPA kind of thing or, a local brand.
That is pretty funny. You got to give them credit for just like, we're not doing any commercials. We're standing by this. But then all the other beers that they make are doing commercials.
Yeah, if I didn't go to the end of that article, I would have thought they were amazing.
Yeah.
I was like, that was buried at the end of the story.
Right. It's funny.
Hey, Budweiser, thank you.
Somebody just texted, speaking of things that we enjoy, obviously Budweiser's one of them, but did you see what Burger King's doing right now?
What are they doing right now?
Dude, I did see it because Danny shared it with me. Today's Whopper Wednesday. He shared it with me,
What
too.
Does that mean?
It means if you want to enjoy a Whopper, today's the day, because I did not know this, but apparently I knew there was a double Whopper. I did not know that they offered a triple Whopper. So today, you could get a regular Whopper for $1, single patty, double patty for $2, or you could protein up, baby, triple patty, $3 today.
Man, what would that be like? Three of those.
Amazing.
I'm about to find out today. I'll be honest, I did not know that existed. Ever since I knew that they did a double Whopper and I tried it, I'm like, I'm never going back to a single Whopper. Like, the double patty is perfect on a Whopper.
And I love how they're giving us the old school fonts on everything. Like, it's bringing me back.
Look at that triple patty there.
That looks so good.
That is a lot of beef.
That is what I want. I mean, I want that. Oh, my gosh.
Well, for $3,
$3. The price is not the problem. It's BJ's waistline that's the problem.
Dude, that's just a bunch of protein. It's good for you. It builds muscles.
There's a bun there.
Imagine how happy you will be after you consume said triple
And
water.
Look at that. The lettuce and the tomato.
So who's doing it? Are you guys all doing it?
Oh, hell yeah. Well, I mean, I was thinking about doing teriyaki today for lunch, but I think I might have to do the triple Whopper. I wish we had a Whopper. I wish we had a Burger King right next door.
In the building.
Oh, you mean downtown here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, because Puyallup better have a Burger King.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck here. Not stuck, but I'm doing the MegaCast today, so I've got my little window of time, and I'd like to, enjoy myself a triple Whopper during that time.
Yeah, you're right, dude, if you have a DoorDash or something.
Yeah, you can get delivered.
Yeah, well, no, my luck, they'll, eat one of the patties.
That would be funny.
Just one of the patties.
I ordered a triple. This is only a double.
Sorry, dude, they gave you just a double patty.
Just take the MegaCast on the road do a field trip to the Burger King and Soto.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even want to think about somebody opening my patty and stealing of and putting their fingers in there and stealing.
Good job, Steve. You just gave BJ a complex.
But that's a great idea.
If you wanted to steal somebody's food, that's the way to do it. Whenever they order double something, just and then plead in it, like ignorant.
Yeah, you could say, "Look, I didn't know. It's the restaurant gave you the wrong thing," and then you call back, and of course they give it to you free because they know either way whether it's scribble. And yet you're going to be like, "Well, at least I got two patties." You're not going to not eat it, but now it's like, "Oh man."
Or like, what about like if you ordered a pizza and then they start eating the toppings?
Okay, that's
you think you would notice if it's like if it's like a meat lovers and it's like a crap ton of toppings.
Oh yeah, you're
and
right.
Just picked out a couple of the toppings. That's you wouldn't know. Point.
But you have to, you know, because I can tell when something's taken out of the cheese though. So they're gonna have to get one that's on top of.
Well, they can smush it back.
Oh, that's not. Then they're gonna really put their fingers on my pizza.
He's like, why is there a fingerprint in my cheese?
Oh, exactly, Rev.
You got BJ. He's gonna be looking for fingerprints.
I'm gonna call the guys from CSI.
Maybe they're looking out for your best interest and they're using tongs, or as Danny's mom calls it, thongs.
Oh yeah. As long as you pick up my pizza with your thong, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
Did you see that text exchange that his mom...
I did. His mom is hysterical.
You shared it on your social media. It was the funniest thing. Because I remember you told me this story and I thought it was funny. But then I saw the actual text exchange. He screenshot it. It's so great.
Man, my mom... I was making breakfast when I was there for Christmas. And she did not have any tongs. And I was complaining about it because I had to just use a fork to flip bacon. Like a... I don't know.
Savage.
Heathen. Yeah. And but then, so she texted me yesterday. Hey, I finally got you thongs. So you could flip the bacon and stuff, and I was like, tongs.
I think I would hurt myself if I'm flipping bacon with my thong, but thank you.
I kind of wish she would have stopped at the first sentence, because the first sentence says, you'll be glad to know I finally got you some thongs.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, that's something Danny's been wanting for a long time.
Danny's response is tongs, not thongs.
Yeah.
And mom writes, tongs? Okay, sounds weird.
Oh, does it?
And I told her, I was like, hey, fair warning, I'm posting this. And when I tag her, all of her friends see it.
But you did tag her. Yeah,
She was like, why? And I was like, because it's hilarious. And she's like, I don't see why it's funny. And I was like, because you said thongs, Mom.
But yeah, that's obviously you think it sounds weird the other way, but it sounds very weird your way.
Well, one person's right. They'd say thongs and hot bacon grease do not mix well.
No, they don't. They
not
don't.
Not at all.
Yeah. Okay, then. Ah, Danny.
Love you, Mom.
Ah, his mom.
You rock, Mom.
It is time for Listeners on the Loose.
That's right.
This is where you get to pick the topic and you get to guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls and texts at 917 on the Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on the Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, sponsored by Palace Law. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show, and you just have to follow Steve's rule if you do it.
Let's show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we're dogging you. And then we're going to say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody has a question for you, BJ. Did you see that nobody was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Yeah, and Curt Schilling has asked to be taken off of next year's. Like, he's like, don't even bother considering me, which I think is his last year. But
it's
Kurt,
I'm not fired. I'm quitting kind of mentality.
Well, dude, Kurt, if you haven't been following him, he's been kind of crazy with his political viewpoints. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's really, it's too bad. Here's a guy that was really a great player, especially if you're a Red Sox guy. The reason why you were able to end the big drought of not having a World Series victory. And yet he's turned out to be, well, not exactly a great spokesperson for your team, that's for sure.
Now, do you think if he was one vote shy of getting voted into the Hall of Fame, would he have had the same statement to put out? Because he was 16 votes shy. So, I mean, it's a very slim chance that 16 people will decide next year that they're going to vote him in.
Yeah,
of those 16.
He's basically saying, you can't fire me, I quit.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with you 100%, Steve. I think his personality has pissed off so many people that they're like, yeah, we're not going to put you in the Hall of Fame. We don't think you're a good enough human being. Personally, the way the Hall of Fame is and the people that are in the Hall of Fame right now, a lot of those folks, I think in a lot of people's opinions, a lot worse than Curt Schilling.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know if it's like, is it that he was a bad person, or is it that they don't want to put him in because now we're entering the steroid era of the potential Hall of Famers.
And I don't know if he did steroids. I don't know if that's ever been attributed to him. Has it?
I don't know. I don't know if it has or hasn't, but I'm not a big Curt Schilling guy, so I don't know. I don't know much about his career, but was his career Hall of Fame worthy?
I believe it was.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing. Now I'm trying to think about it, Steve. I'm just going on the fact that he took two teams to the World Series, and he was very instrumental in them both winning the World Series, the Diamondbacks and the Red Sox. So I don't know how his regular career was.
Got over 200 wins.
That's the thing. That'll get you in there.
Over 3,000 strikeouts.
That'll get you in there.
His ERA is a little high, but I mean, it's not like, I mean, he was also playing against all the steroid people. So, I mean, his ERA was 3.46. Not bad.
I do believe it's his personality.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know, it's the same thing with Pete Rose. It's like what he did, I understand, was egregious in the world of baseball in your own brain. But in reality, there are people who did a lot worse things who are in the Hall of Fame in the world, in the eyes of regular society.
Right. He didn't commit any crimes. I mean, really,
no, it's just
day.
It's just Kurt happens to be.
He just says stupid things and people don't agree with it. But
yeah, and he also did lose a lot of money for I think he almost bankrupt. Was it Connecticut?
No, it was Rhode Island. Yeah, he loved playing video games. He played EverQuest back in the day.
Really?
Yeah. So he decided to create a studio called 38 Studios, and he wanted to make his own MMORPG, like, you know, a big online game. Well, so he put $50 million of his own money into it. And then he got a loan from Rhode Island for $75 million.
Just Rhode Island's? Like, here's some money?
Yeah, he convinced Rhode Island to give him a guaranteed loan.
Yep.
And then the company went bankrupt.
This is a 30 for 30 waiting to happen. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to see this story.
Yeah, it's a great story. His life is, it doesn't surprise me. I used to, you know, hang out a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit with Kurt when he was with the Rochester Red Wings. And so when he was coming up as a minor league pitcher many, many years ago, and I worked in Rochester, and he was, you could see, I'm not surprised he's the guy saying the things that he's saying. That's all I'm going to say.
But then no other player, though. First time since 2013 that nobody's being inducted into the Hall of Fame.
That's weird. Mm-hmm. That's really weird. I don't know who's... And it is the steroid area. I think there's a lot of people like Clemens, I think, was up for it, but they didn't let him get in. And he surely had the stats. It's just people think, well, you know. And same thing with Manny Ramirez. They know he was in trouble for PED, so they won't put him in there, even though he surely qualifies by stats.
I hate to read this text. Someone is agreeing with you, BJ.
What's this?
And it's our boy Caesar.
Oh, Caesar.
He says, after watching Wonder Woman 1984, I might have to stop listening to Steve and get on the BJ bandwagon. That movie was horrible.
Caesar knows what's up.
Any other suggestions for HBO Max, BJ? LOL.
What are they? Here they're just getting. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember.
They're getting the Godzilla movie.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, Kong versus Godzilla.
The flight attendant's on there.
Yes, yeah, somebody just told me. Awesome. Babylon 5. Babylon 5 HBO Max is getting, which was a very, very respected and well-loved series way back in the day. And they're showing it in its original format, which is the square, what do you call it, box letter? I don't know what you call it, Rick.
Rectangle style?
Letterbox? Letterbox, that's it. They're showing it in the letterbox style, so that way you get to see the entire picture rather than have it cut off like it was in the DVDs. They were the first show to use CGI.
I'm a fit-to-screen kind of guy, personally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you are.
I don't know, sorry. Caesar, that's a tough one. They've got The Wire. I mean, you know, if you want to try watching that detective show.
Doom Patrol's also on there, and you like that one.
I do. I don't know Caesar's taste to know, like, what he really, really likes.
Well, though. He's a Broncos fan, so his taste is bad.
Oh, he's got no taste.
Right. Terrible bad.
Yeah, so how does he... Yeah.
Yeah,
he should have loved Wonder Woman, actually.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah.
Someone said, if you listen to the men's room last week, Miles and Thrill were laughing so hard over a movie review that BJ was telling them. Do you know what movie that was about? And can he say the review again?
It was Wonder Woman.
It was Wonder Woman.
And I cannot say it because it was filled with expletives. I basically was going through all the horrible plot holes in Wonder Woman, but I was doing it comedically. But I will tell you this. Let me give, I think, Ryan Brown. Oh, I don't know his name. But it's called Pitch Meetings. Go on YouTube and search the word Pitch Meetings WW84 or Wonder Woman 84. Mm-hmm. And this dude is so funny at the way he rips apart this movie. But he basically, the concept is that he plays both characters. He's the writer pitching a story to the studio exec. And so basically, it's the Wonder Woman 84 pitch meeting as he's going, here's the story, and let me tell you what we're going to do. And the exec going, what the hell kind of crap movie are you trying to give me? And it's very, very funny. And I would say you'll get the same spirit of what I was doing with Miles and Thrill, because I was doing the same thing. I was like, blah, 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 blah. Just every crappy thing about the plot in that movie. And I didn't know I was cracking them up. They were just dying in there, and I was just mad. I was just complaining. I wasn't really, you know, I was going, I hate this movie. And so, yeah.
So it's at HBO Max. It's remastered Babylon 5. They have the upscale. They've upscaled it with the CGI.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting to see if they keep the same CGI or if they've made it better. But, you know, they used to have to do practical effects, and they were the first show, and it definitely looked weird, but it was cool weird, where they used computer-generated graphics for all of their special effects, like all their spaceships mm-hmm. and everything. Had it never been done before by a show that they would just use, all CGI. And it wasn't cheap, and it's a well-loved show.
Oh, so that's good news when it comes to ordering food online.
Yes.
It says you can order Burger King through DoorDash, and on the bags, they put a DoorDash sticker that seals it, so you'll know if somebody's in there chowing down on your meat.
But who's got the DoorDash sticker?
I don't know, the DoorDash sticker to deliver a guy.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't you?
No, BK puts it on there beforehand.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
You'll be able to tell if it's tampered with.
All right.
But wouldn't they use like a hot iron? You could probably open up the seal.
Well, that's why if it says DoorDash sticker on there, who's got the DoorDash stickers but DoorDash guy?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, I would rather have Burger King put there like the crown, like a crown seal of approval from the Burger King himself.
Oh, okay.
And then you know
the face of the Burger King.
Yeah, then the DoorDash guy doesn't have those stickers. Then we know he's going to be caught.
And they got to be some kind of fancy ass sticker. You can't have ones that if you just carefully peel, they come off.
Oh, like the stickers that we use in clothing stores. You remember they started doing that where they would rip apart? You couldn't take the whole price tag off? That was pretty brilliant, actually. Yeah, that's right. We did that.
It killed your scam.
Yeah, it did kill my scam. You're right.
You used to swap tags.
I could swap tags until they started that. And then you rip the tag and you go, oh, my, they'll never believe this.
And now it's everything's computer. It doesn't even matter.
I know. I can't even scam anymore. Oh, the old days.
That's because you're a grown adult. You shouldn't be doing that anyway.
Yeah, right? Okay. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, then. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We'll take more of your calls and texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted, wanted to know if we heard about the Seahawks getting themselves an offensive coordinator, Shane Waldron. Yes, we talked about it earlier this morning. Actually, he's a Portland guy, so a little Northwest love, but took him from the Los Angeles Rams. He was their passing game coordinator.
I do love that because, you know, he knows stuff. And that's going to be helpful because we play the Rams so much. The fact that we, if this guy can give us any help as well as inside info about that damn team.
Geez. Yeah, we could use all the help we can against the Rams sometimes.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And I just saw on Twitter, Jake Heaps, who was a quarterback, does radio. He just posted something that said, a text I received from a source on staff with the Rams, quote, "This is a bigger loss for us than people realize. Shane is a great match for Russ." Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I hope so. I feel like we'll see. I remember the first season Schottenheimer was around, and it really felt like Russell was just, like, awkward in that season, you know? And so I don't know what kind of hope I have. Like, is it possible that they can jibe enough that we could go and have a playoff winning season? I hope so. But, you know, they're new together, and they got to work on new schemes. Obviously, it's going to be new for everybody.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, it's not like he's being handed a bunch of crap tools. I mean, they got some great wide receivers, got a great quarterback, great running game. Well, a great running game when healthy.
That's the thing. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on this guy.
So, and no word about Ken Norton. Like, we're going to keep him, I guess.
Yeah, Pete said he's keeping him.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too happy about that.
Well, I mean, he's not going to say, hey, I'm on the fence, though. I'm not sure if I'm going to fire him. Of course, he's not going to.
Yeah.
I mean, he also said that Schottenheimer was coming back, too.
I definitely want to talk to somebody who knows stuff, you know, and find out if this is a good move or not. I mean, as keeping Ken Norton, I really feel like, at least when we talked to Mitch earlier in the season, Mitch really complained about the lack of good coaching, not just the fact that our guys weren't getting it done. So
we're talking earlier in the season. Later in the season, things got better and people got healthier, and maybe that's the vibe that Pete Carroll has. And also, Pete's the guy that's really making a lot of the decisions on defense. If we've got an issue with how the defense is being run, Pete's the problem.
Well, if that's true, then we're in big
trouble.
Pete's
not going to fire Pete.
Yeah, that's big trouble.
Last I checked.
That's not good. It's like, all right, Pete, you know, I mean, we'll see. All right, well, it is Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show.
Someone wanted to know if we could replay the Big Butts sea shanty again. That was the best thing ever.
Okay, is it really the best thing ever?
Well, maybe today.
Okay. All right.
But fair. I feel like, you know, we've done a good job of setting that bar low.
Yeah.
So it is the best thing ever.
Yeah. If you don't know, everyone's like really like excited about these sea shanties. People are singing them and it's bringing camaraderie. And now everyone is taking like songs, you know, and turning them into sea shanties.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, want to pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Babe, I wanna get with ya. Let me take your picture. My homeboys try to warn me. The butt you got makes me so horny. Hoop, rumple, steel skin. Has your girlfriend got that butt? Then tell her to shake it. Shake that healthy butt. Oh, baby, baby got that.
There we go.
Somebody, remember, brought the point, a few people texted as well that we need to do the Beat Migs song as a sea shanty.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't even know.
Well, to play the game.
I think we got to get Glenn on this. Glenn's a professional, at least, right?
Glenn will say no. He doesn't want to be a part of this mess.
What are you talking about? Glenn likes everything.
He does, but.
Yeah. He's part of the other part of the.
He just got through COVID. Do we want to put him through.
Yes,
this?
Shanty, yeah.
I mean, I feel like he would be like, you know what? I'm going to go back to the COVID guys.
Yeah. Well, if you do it yourself, I'm not too sure. I mean, I don't know if we can help you out as good as anybody else.
Well, you know, Rev's got a voice. Vicky can sing. She does karaoke.
All right.
Danny's able to make sounds out of his mouth.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go.
I can't see on time, though, so don't come to me for that.
I can talk real low.
I don't know if I'll be much help. But all right. Well, listen, I support you doing anything you want that makes you happy.
That doesn't involve you.
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. And if you look for someone that makes noises out of their mouth, I mean, your daughter's doing a great job of that.
She's doing a very good job. That's all she does. It's pretty awesome. That's old school. Yeah.
Yeah. And we got to get some new school. You know, she's getting more sentences.
She loves yelling Bubby, which is awesome.
Bubby?
Bubby is our nickname for Lulu. It's so funny. I think everyone does this with their pets. Like, you never really call your dog by the actual dog's name.
Yeah.
So, like, we rarely call Lulu Lulu. It's either Bubba or Bubby.
And she's saying, those weren't her first words.
No, Ma, either Dada or Mama was like, or Mommy. Like, she just, it's either Mommy, Daddy, Bubby, or she combines Mommy and Bubby together, and it's Mumby.
Oh, Mumby.
Which is kind of funny.
How you doing, Mumby?
Right. And now she knows how to say please, but she says peas.
Oh, my gosh.
So she'll go peas whenever, like, we're feeding her stuff, and then we stop feeding her. She's like, peas. And so it's so cute, you have to keep feeding her. She's got her dad's appetite.
Oh.
Pretty crazy.
That is cool. So she's actually starting to say words.
I think.
Well,
I
mean, peas is, I mean, if peas sounds like please to me.
The one that really, though, I was like, okay, she knows what this means is the bubby one. Because when, like, we take Lulu outside, she'll, like, stare out the window and then, like, start climbing on the screen door and just start yelling, bubby! Like, this is awesome.
And I have to tell you, Steve, that is going to stay with you I think probably forever, because I can still remember Sarah. And usually it's the words they can't pronounce right.
Right.
Sarah's one is Orangey and Shawnee. And you'll every once in a while you'll hear me say Shawnee, because that's how Sarah used to say sorry. She'd run around, drop something, and go, Shawnee.
Yeah.
Joe, it was easy. His word, and he said it really well. It was no. It was just like, I'm doing my own thing. So his was no. It was like, are you kidding me? This kid's been saying no since he was like one.
Yeah, hers is Bubby. And so yeah. Like, Bubby, Bubbe. Ba-ba. You know, like, it's just like that's all we
ba-ba.
Hear. It's awesome.
That's pretty. She talks just like you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she's doing a great job.
And she walks just like, you know, college version of Steve right now. Like she's taking some people even said, I can't believe I just saw the Instagram video of Tatum. That's nuts that she's walking. I don't know if you saw the video, BJ.
I've been seeing a little glimpses of it on your computer.
It's basically it's the drunk human walk.
Oh, look at that. And she's saying words though too, man. Yeah. This is nuts.
And then she falls.
Yeah.
Boom! Down goes Frazier.
Because I think she's like, how she's learned walking is through, like, with those walkers. Like, she's got, like, an ice cream truck and things along those lines. And she flies on those. So when she doesn't have it, I think she still thinks she can do that.
Yeah.
So she's just trying to run the minute she starts standing, and she's constantly falling.
That's why diapers are the greatest thing, because it's perfect cushion.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, now she's got something in her hand. Is that a box of food?
Yeah, she likes going into the pantry and taking the recycling out and bringing it to us.
Oh, there we go. Oh, those days. Oh, my gosh. Dude. Batting down the hatches, because it just she'll grab everything.
Oh, she already does.
That was Joey's thing. I don't know if Sarah grabbed so much stuff. Sarah was just cool. You know, she was just like, you know, she was like, whatever. But Joe, God, anything he could get his hands on, he would just pull out of the fridge. He'd start cooking on the floor. All the pots and pans are out. The eggs are all over the place.
Her thing is she likes wet wipes. It's very weird.
Wet wipes?
Wet wipes. Like, whenever, like, we wipe her down, we have to give her one. And then she'll maybe hold it for 3-4 hours. And, like, we'll hold this damn wet wipe. And then wipe things. Like,
that's
good, because
awesome.
Like I don't like to clean, so I'm glad that we're training her to clean now.
That is funny. It is so weird. Like, the stuff you buy a kid and go, we'll buy all these toys and all these great things. And
wet wipes.
It's a wet wipe. And you're like, I could have saved so much money.
Yeah.
So much money. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So we want to know, BJ, you know, the Postal Service is going to unveil a Star Wars stamp series.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I better do Ewoks or I'm not buying stamps.
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting. I suppose they want to get the cute kids involved. There's probably going to be Ewoks, BB-8, R2, all that stuff.
Appreciate you considering me a cute kid.
Yeah, that's about all you could really want. I'm not a stamp guy, but it's kind of cool they're on there. I mean, Britain thinks it's one of America's best inventions.
So you never collected stamps?
I don't believe. I think I did back when Marvel Comics had stamps, and I had a Marvel Comics stamp book. That was the only time.
I have an Elvis stamp when I was a kid. That was that's one stamp. That's all I collected was one stamp.
Oh, those are all the stamps, Vicky?
Yeah.
Damn, they got BB-8, they got C-3PO, and then they got a bunch of other robots. Yeah. Oh, R2's in there. Nice.
There you go. Oh, it looks like all the robots from the different Star Wars shows.
Yeah, it looks like we got the K-250 from Rogue One, and I believe IG-11. I think that was
Mandalorian.
Mandalorian. Yeah. Tycho Waititi did the voice.
Yeah.
Are they just doing robots?
Looks like it.
Yeah.
Not doing any of the
robots
humans.
Of Star Wars.
Oh, no Baby Yoda.
Sorry.
No Ewoks.
Interesting.
This is just trash.
Sorry. Wow, now you're hating it. No Ewoks and no Baby Yoda. Sorry, buddy. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. Text is at 77999. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
So it says, Vicky, I am also good luck, Chuck. Literally, the last 10 years, all the females that I've been with are still with the guys after me from Marty and Yelm.
Whoa.
So maybe you should date Marty, and maybe you guys can both break the streak.
Or it would make the whole universe implode.
Yeah, no one will ever get married again.
Exactly.
We're all just going to be lonely and alone.
Or you will both find somebody after each other.
Maybe it is each other.
Or all the exes will then break up with the person that they're with.
Oh, I never said that they don't end up, they have a happily ever after. I just said they get married or get someone knocked up.
A lot of them are divorced or broken up with
eventually.
That's not a good thing. You want a happily ever after.
We need to figure this all out. This is like the making of a great, and by great I mean terrible, Netflix romantic comedy.
Right.
Oh, yeah, where Vicky was the one after all, but they had to go through the whole thing?
Starring Adam Sandler as Vicky Barcelona.
Well, there we go.
Well, it's the only person who could play me.
I like it. I think it's. I think that's the perfect casting. I love this plan.
So I want to know if Tatum ever got the book about the story of rock and roll in ABC Rock and Roll. Not the ABC Rock and Roll, but we got the story of rock.
Oh, I don't even know about this book. It's a kid's book?
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's got Pearl Jam in it and Nirvana.
Who wrote this?
It's got Queen.
Is it? It's a kid's book?
Yeah, it's a kid's book. I'll show you a picture. But it's got, like, on different pages, it goes through, like, the history of rock, you know, with, like, Chuck Berry, Guns N' Roses, Bon Jovi.
And is it, like, in language that the kids will dig?
Well, I mean, it's short sentences. So.
And are the pictures, like, kid-friendly? Like, they'll dig the pictures?
No, they're all pictures of groupies doing naughty things, BJ.
Well, I guess, that's...
Yeah, of course
that's not what I meant by kid-friendly. I meant not kid-friendly that way. I meant kid-friendly, like, they're bright, colorful pictures, like, something they'd be interested in, rather than just, like, pictures of them in concert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just, like, this is, like, the... They look like Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice job.
Pearl Jam and Nirvana, Rocked with the Lights Out. And then it has like a little thing about No Doubt.
Oh, wow.
And it's called The Story of Rock. And on the cover, David Bowie, Slash, and is that Janis Joplin?
It looks like Tina Turner.
Tina Turner. I'm clearly very bad at picking my cartoon versions of women.
I've actually purchased this for my foster brother and some of my friends' kids because they also have, they come in a pack sometimes. They have the story of country music, the story of rap, the story of pop, and it's actually pretty awesome.
That's amazing. I guess if you're, you know, if you want to get the parents excited while they're reading something to their kid,
yeah,
that's the one.
Well, I keep meaning to swing by our buddy Ethan HD's comic book shop, Destiny City Comics in Tacoma, because they have a children's book called S's for Suplex, and it's all about wrestlers.
Of course it is.
I need to get there.
All right. That's wild, man. It's wild that, I mean, it makes sense because, you know, in my day and, you know, and obviously my parents' day, you didn't have that kind of, like, you know, specific targeted type of stuff. It just was baby stuff, like the fox and the this and the ugly duckling. And, you know, nothing as cool as the story of rock baby style.
There's one of these children's books, I got to say, though, is kind of creepy.
Which one's this one?
The Goodnight Forever, I think it's called.
Goodnight Forever? You mean instead of Goodnight Moon? What's this about?
I think it's called Oh, I Love You Forever.
Oh, I
and
love
it's like
you.
This
oh.
mom, spoiler alert. For those that haven't yet read it, but it's like this mom who loves her kid and like constantly like sneaks in the room. But then at some point, like she's driving across town to stare through the window of her adult child.
Whoa. No, she doesn't stare through the window. She climbs through the window and rocks him to sleep.
Like he's in his 30s.
I love you forever. I like you for always.
Something
as long as I'm living, my baby you'll be.
Yeah.
Or something. As long
that's
as I love
not
you.
Cool.
And then it's like I think she's dying and then he's holding her. It's like, it's a sad story.
Oh,
my
yeah.
wife's reading it to Tatum, and I'm just like, this story's bumming me out. Like, what are we doing?
And it's also not very healthy. I think at some point you got to cut the cord. You're not going to be... I'm not going to rock you when you're, like, you know, 33 years old.
I get the sentiment sweet. Like, you're going to love your child forever, but it just...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like that one we might need to retire.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's not thought out well. You know, it's like...
It came out in the 80s.
It did it really?
Well,
it was popular in the 80s.
Glad to say we did not have that in the Shea household.
Well, we have it. We've, I don't know.
Burn it. Let's have a book burning party. Like, wait a minute. That's not a good idea.
Drove across town to go sneak into your son's room to rock him as an adult?
The guy who wrote it, like, they wrote it after some tragedies in their life.
It's very clear. It's a very sad story.
So it's like, I think, a way to heal for them.
It's great, but though I don't have to read it. You wrote it, fine.
Yeah, no one's telling you to read it.
It's a burn it, Steve.
I didn't know it was going to be that until it started being read.
I love that.
And somebody called the authorities.
Yeah,
you love the book?
Since I was a little kid.
Huh.
Oh, read the book, I Need a New Butt, instead. That's a great one.
That
I Need a New Butt?
Yeah, that one's fantastic. It's one of Lily's favorites.
Okay. Does that involve somebody, like, you know, basically breaking into somebody's house and rocking them to sleep when they're an adult? Okay, good.
It's about losing your butt.
Okay.
How'd they lose it? I mean, spoiler alert.
I mean, it gets bitten off.
Oh.
Yeah, by an animal or something.
By an alligator or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I thought they went to Vegas. Thought they gambled it away. All right.
So it says, that book is creepy AF.
And, of course, who loves it? Vicky. That explains everything. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So since my wife has that book too, Steve, I hate it.
Oh, that's a weird book.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
All right, here's a big question. Speaking of weird, let's just answer this question right now. What do Ryan Castle and Zoom calls have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now...
The Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Zoom calls have in common?
When you talk to me, you'll notice a slight delay.
That's been that way for quite some time.
There's a lot of what?
Huh?
Huh?
One person said D. Ted Smith likes to have a few beers when he does either one.
Oh, that's true. But Zoom calls too, huh?
Zoom calls, yeah. Oh, Ted's got it going on, man. He just has his computer set up and all of his friends have the link and then just randomly they'll just pop in on his Zoom throughout the day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I've been over at his
place
before. That
sounds so dangerous.
And he just leaves it open, so they just, boom.
Well, I mean, I think he has a set time where he, like, maybe like, at a certain point, but like, then it's just like, whenever you want to jump in, feel free to jump in. And there's been times where, like, his mom pops in or Taryn will pop in.
Wow.
One time we were watching the Seahawks game together. It was just, like, his ran like a family member from Maryland.
All right.
Yeah. You got to be on your best behavior.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
And typically we watch the Seahawks shirtless together, so we had to make sure we had shirts on.
Wow. That's a good point.
No.
Well, you know.
Of course you do.
Go Skins.
Yeah. Well, it turns out, if you know, most people on Zoom calls, if they spend more time looking at themselves, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. They spend more time looking at their coworkers, but 25% of us admit that actually we're looking at ourselves on Zoom calls. So 1 in 4 of us spend more time doing that. Women a little bit more than men. You do see that. You see someone not paying attention to anything. They look at somewhere else. You go, oh, I bet they're looking at themselves.
I like to make creepy
or
smiles.
Or porn.
Yeah. Maybe they have the window closed and they're just looking at a porn tab.
That's not good. Ryan Castle, he's up next with the 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
People are saying that they have been in a love triangle at some point in their life.
I've been in one, a couple, in like not knowing as well. Like it was just like one of those things where I thought I was the only person that person was hanging out with until word came out that they were hanging out with somebody else. And then so it's like in a roundabout way it was a love triangle. But as soon as I found out there was another person, I just boned out.
I've been in multiple.
Hey, before I boned in.
Yeah, boned in.
Why I boned out.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.